The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
Welcome back to the Eric Stewart Show. So Ken Manning joins me. He's a faithful listener to the show. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well, and I'm excited to have you. Ken, you and I met a year and a half ago, I think the first time, and we chatted about your downsizing process, the fact that it was time for you and your wife to make a move and transition from the home that you've been in for many years here in the Potomac area, and to make a move down to Florida. And you had identified a place you wanted to move to, and, you know, we're starting to raise the white flag of surrender. Okay, enough of this. I need to just, you know, hey, I want to change my life. There's no downside to downsizing. It's really about the right size for you at this point. Now, a lot has changed in your life, but one of the things that has not changed in your life is your love for people and for caring for people. And the Hospice Cup, which is a fundraiser for hospice caring, and not that organization specifically, but for all hospice. Is that right?
All hospice in the Maryland, D.C. and Virginia area. We have them subscribe to our events, plural, and it all culminates in a sailboat regatta off Annapolis this year, September 16th.
Okay, that's Saturday, the 16th of September.
Correct.
And tell us about the regatta. How much money do you raise, and what are the benefits? Not only the enjoyment of the regatta, of course, but what else?
Sure, sure. I got involved with Montgomery Hospice back in 1999 when my daughter passed away, and they helped me immensely, helped Jerry and I, my wife. About 10 years ago, they asked me to represent them on the board of directors of Hospice Cup, Inc., which is the 501(c) that runs all the events. The events start in February with a competition for that year's poster art. We have an event at an art gallery in Annapolis, and then through the ensuing few months, we have a number of fundraisers, a wine dinner, wine tastings.
Right.
We're having a happy hour just on August 10th and 11th at Red Hot and Blue over on Shady Grove Road. And it all culminates with the regatta itself, as we said, September 16th.
What happens at the regatta?
The regatta is great for both sailors and for people that just want to participate. As I said, it really raises a lot of money for the hospices. We've done as much as $250,000 in 1 year. I think we're down probably about $140,000 or $150,000 right now. It consists of three different events. One of them is the regatta itself, and I think last year we had a little over 100 boats in the regatta in multiple classes. Mm-hmm. We also have a spectator boat that people can buy tickets on to go out to view the race. It's a big boat. It holds 150 people.
Wow.
And I think we have food and drink on the boat.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have commentators on the boat that will explain what's going on with the different sailing vessels. There's multiple classes, as I mentioned, and there's going to be two different perhaps three different routes that the boats will be traveling, generally in a triangular course, so that you pick up into the wind and out of the wind and
right.
across the wind, so you get all the different points of sail involved.
Mm-hmm.
And then after the race, at about 5 o'clock, we have what is easily billed as the biggest and best shore party in Annapolis. Last year, we had over 400 people attending. We had a great band. We have tons of food, both from barbecues and oysters and down to ice cream and, of course, drinks of all varieties.
Mm-hmm.
So it really is a resounding success. It has been for the 10 years that I've been involved.
Well, fantastic. Tell us, how would someone get information about this?
The website is hospicecup.org, O-R-G.
Mm-hmm.
They could also, if they were wanted to contact me directly, they could reach me at K Manning, that's K-M-A-N-N-I-N-G, at SMC3, that's sammarycharlie3.com.
So it's kmanning at smc3.com if you want to send an email with any questions you have, or go to hospicecup.org to the website as well.
And it's a multifaceted website. It'll tell you about Hospice Cup. It'll tell you about all the different events. There's one other event, which is a poker run with dinghies, with sailboat dinghies. and they go to different bars in Annapolis. And that's we just instituted that about 3 or 4 years ago. And that's become increasingly popular.
It sounds like a lot of fun and for such a great cause. Ken Manning is joining us this morning. Ken is a client of ours. We're going to help him get his home ready to go on the market in the spring of next year. In fact, we just started that process, bringing in our stager and guiding you through what things to get rid of, and even now talking about how to sell, which is what pieces to pull out of rooms in order to show the space better.
Right. And I have lots of pieces to pull out.
In fact, you have one piece I want to bring up on the show, which is your boat.
Oh, yeah.
So you have a 42-foot sailboat.
42-foot Catalina.
You're going to sell now.
And yes. Our place down in Florida is in Amelia Island, and it's right on the Intercoastal Waterway, but it's not really a big sailing area.
Right.
It goes right out to the ocean, but that's not our thing. So we've decided that we would, although we'll keep a small presence up here, we'll probably need this do the sailboat. And actually, I'm forced to do that now because my wife passed away.
Yes.
She was my crew.
Yes. And my heart goes out to you. At her passing, she was a dynamic and wonderful woman, and I'd gotten to know her over our time of knowing each other until her recent passing. So as you're making this transition, you're now making this move to Florida, it doesn't make sense to keep the boat. It's like, I guess, in a conversation I had with one of our listeners maybe 6 or 7 weeks ago, we chatted about his workshop in his basement. And he had a dynamic, incredible 100-piece workshop in his basement for working with wood. And we interviewed him on the show, and he had two calls. One call came from a buyer who bought everything except for 4 pieces. It was tremendous. So in our interest in serving you as a client, we thought it would be beneficial to mention this boat and to invite our listeners, if you are contemplating the romance of owning a sailboat and perhaps even having this boat in time for the Hospice Cup. Maybe you want to consider getting a hold of Ken to chat with him about what would be involved, what the cost would be. And again, you can reach him at his email at kmanning@smc3.com. That's kmanning@smc3.com. You can reach him directly there. Ken mentioned also the Hospice Cup. Again, hospicecup.org for more information. Ken?
And I might also make one more mention, and that is that two of the classes in our Hospice Cup are specifically for people that do not race their boats.
Okay.
It is a sailboat race, so you have to have a sailboat. But but you don't have to be a racer. And we, myself included, I'm always in the Hospice Cup because my boat is really not, wouldn't be competitive on the race side. But it's open to all. Anybody that can get their sailboat up to Annapolis, it's really a great time.
Fantastic. Thanks, Ken.
You bet.
What a treat to have Ken on the show. Stuart Rosenthal joins me and the Beacon Bits in just a moment.